Okay, so we're holding a middle peri gimel, and he's being myrick over here a little bit. Our mutzah machalos is berach what we're holding, and he is speaking about what a person's, where a person's shleimus lies, and the point that he says is a person is a chaser as he's born a chaser, and the process. His shleimus has to be brought out, as opposed to everything else in the bria that is perfect in the sense it is what it should be when it's finished. By a person, it's not. Let's look on the left side of Samachalif. Amut Samachalif on the left side of the page. Ubiru bezeat varm shemarnu ka'odem azel univer shemusa achrein v'univer lahoyte shemusa apoyel. Chazal brought out this point from a pasuk. That a person wasn't created perfect in the sense what he's meant to be, but his potential that he has to develop. Vizir, it says Adam la amul yulad, shu nolad v'nimtzal tachas amul. A person is born for the purpose of amul. Adam la amul yulad, the heine la hoytze ashlemus alapoyel, v'lo yagi elias nimtzu v'for legam loylam. In other words, Adam la amul yulad means he never has a situation in life when it's all there. His metzias is always amal. Avol tamid ya amal ay teshemus al apoyel. A person, as long as he's living, is perfecting, but not at any perfect state. Vezer shlemus ha'achram. And that itself is his shlemus. Lefikach ama adam la'amal yulad, va'amal ay yitzir al apoyel. V'tomiru b'koyach alis al apoyel. It's basically going back to what he said before. Fine. So the first point he's making is that a person's tafkid is amul, and I would like to explain soon what the particular knach, what the word amul. I mean, we translate amul as being hard work, difficult work. I want to add a special. We spoke about it about menakoach lapol. I want to add another. Nature that in another minute, but first let's finish up the Chazal. Va'amar, Chazal say v'adayin eni yadea im la'amul peh or la'amul melacha. I'm not sure if a person's tafkid is amelus bepeh or amelus bemelacha. Ki af im nivra adam bekoach lo bepol. He says maybe when it says where a person is created bekoach and not bepol. Maybe we're talking about the koach of the guf. Also, the body is not there. But the verbalizing things, which is uniquely human. So this koach is a higher koach on a person, and for that. And the efshar admin is I would just need to be motzim akoch alapol and the koch agufni kamash akoch adibri. Let's stop at this a second. Let's try to look at some of the points here. First of all, what does it mean that the koach a person, the amul that a person is created for is the amul peh? I'm not sure whether it's le peh or le guf. Kamash Malan, we learned that it's a pair. So later on, the third step in the Gemara is, I'm not sure if it's a mal sicha or mal teira, kamash mal teira. So the Gemara has like this. One half, the first half of meaning is a person's amal is physical work. The second one is, it's not physical work, it's speaking. Then it says, well, I'm not sure, so are we talking about divrei teira or something else? It's divrei teira. But there's a piece, in other words, there's a piece in the middle where there's a havamina that the amul a person created for is amul piv, and it's not divrei Torah. So what is it? I mean, maybe being a lawyer, I guess, might count as amul piv instead of amul aguf. But what are we talking about? What kind of avodah are we talking about here? And the word amul sounds difficult. It's hard labor, it's working. So how does amul piv fit that category? So I want to a little bit develop the musik of Amal, and it's something that has some shaykhs, some big shaykhs in Yoni Yema. There's another, the word Amal has a use, it's used to mean hard work, hard labor. The word Amal in Koheles especially, not only Koheles, not in many psukim, the word Amal is bad things. Hard to know exactly what it is, but in Koheles you keep getting this thing about a person working and doing things that have no tachlis. It's all Amal and Hevel and Resruach and Amal and Amal and Amal. The word Amal means Avera, Leibit Ava Yaakov, Amal be Yisrael. I guess in a vague sense they're both kind of bad. Hard work, Averis, hard work that got you no place. But I'd like to have some sharper sense of the word Amal in the sense that it's an Avera. And Amal in the sense of hard work, like he's saying over here, Adam la Amal Yulat, and so on. So let's try to understand a little bit the Inyan, and then we'll understand a little bit with some angle at Inyan Adyayim also. Let's take something in Teva, in the world of Teva. When people assumed in the early Tkufas of physics that radiation was continuous, and you know, more energy you put in, the radiation would increase in frequency or whatever. And then they began to realize that it's not like that. It works with certain levels, it tapers off someplace and then it jumps, and they came to realize there are different stages, and you know, they have the explanations for it, why it is that things start, you know, it'll absorb a certain amount of energy at one frequency and then it'll jump, and there were different levels depending on the rings or whatever it is, where something goes, it stays on one level and then it jumps a level and then it jumps a level and so on. The Bria is structured in a way that things have a certain bubble they're in, and to get to the next bit, it needs a big drive and a big push. The easiest one to understand is Leda. Leda, a fetus develops in the mother. It's an entire Metzius, it's developing. For it to push out and to move to the next level is very, very difficult. It's part of the Kalala, but the Metzius is that is real hard work. Generally speaking, any time you don't, to keep something moving continuously doesn't require any input, doesn't require any amal. To accelerate something, to move it to a different level of motion, requires acceleration. And vice versa. To stop it is now friction and heat and so on and so forth. So every time you're creating a shinui from level to level to level, that is difficult. And that requires amal. So amal doesn't just mean hard labor, difficult. But it's a difficulty that's bred because you're moving something from Tchum Aleph to Tchum Beis to Tchum Gimel and so on. To different madrigas. As you move things, you're going to have that. Let's give an example in every way. A child is learning Chumash. At some point he knows Chumash very well and Chumash is going okay. And then you start Mishnayos with him. And it's a whole struggle to get into Mishnayos, and same thing with Gemara, and so on and so forth. Those are all examples of Amal, where you have to move something to the next stage or the next state, and so on. And Avun de Kula is Leda. In terms of Kochas HaNefesh of a person, in terms of a person's uftu in this world, so the simpler way of looking at the uftu is that a person comes in this world, there are rocks all over the place. Person schleps the rocks away and makes a field out of it. He takes the rocks they shleped away, makes a house out of it. That's the umul, the changes in the world, physical changes that are making the world and doing what a person does, redu arz v'kif shua, are those changes that are the umul that the person puts in this world. So again, umul is specifically is hardship because of the change that you're making. More specifically, changes in the nature of a total, sort of a, we'll call it a quantum step, a whole next step. And that's where you have the hardships that engender by it. And the person's role in this world, whether it's physical work to make the world habitable, or even mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is a person takes a behemoth and makes a behemoth skin, and he makes parchment out of it, writes a sefer Torah, writes tefillin, and so forth. Those are changes that a person changes, and that's the first umul. I would think that that's the main umul a person is created for, where the person takes bekoach and makes befoal out of it. So the pasuk says no. The umul piv means like this. The Adam's koach hadibur is not the chitzonius shavai, that a person can make sounds that sound like this. Other balachayim have noises of different kinds. I don't know. That doesn't sound to us as it's nice or as well developed as our speech. But they make noises, and you could sort of translate it as something or other. The Adam's kerech hadibur is that he can take ideas that be'etzem are simplistic ideas and make words out of it. If you think it's so easy, sometimes when a person has profound experiences of regesh, simchas, tzar l'aleinu, and so on, a person struggles very hard to find words for it, and is at a loss for the words, because you're taking feelings that are really in a different world, and you're now schlepping it into this world and trying to give it descriptions. Descriptions, words that really describe other things, and I'm trying to take that and bring it to this world. It's like a fetus being made into a being. Experiences that I've had are potential to become diburim, but until they don't become diburim, they don't actually exist. And I want to emphasize this point, because this is a point that we really don't get. I once had a teacher a very, very, very long time ago. He used to be a professor of history in City College. When he was retired and too old to teach in college, he taught in yeshiva, like most people. Whenever they couldn't teach somewhere else, they ended up teaching in school. And he was an interesting person. He definitely was eccentric. He definitely, but he was, there was something. And I remember, I guess we will count it as gifts of the Anchorites. I remember it so well for so many years. He spoke. What did Thomas Paine accomplish with his pamphlets? That was the issue. And he said everybody was frustrated. Everybody was upset. He didn't incite people and say, Rabbeisai, you think the English are such wonderful people, they're terrible, they take taxes, they don't give you a representation. That wasn't what he accomplished. Everybody grumbled, everybody was upset. But he said he crystallized the ideas. Or better said in the language that we want to use is, he gave them diburim. In other words, feeling unhappy is a feeling. Does it actually produce maisa? Not much. But when you're able to give it diburim, and you call it gzela, you call it oishik, you call whatever it is, then all of a sudden it has a metzias. Ideas and feelings are potential, and diburim are an actual metzias. The Maral says that Moshe Rabbeinu was a kvad peh. The kvad peh of Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, was that the Maral speaks on the Chazal Elo, before it says he was a Kvat Pen, that says Elo Dvarim Shadibur Moshe. So before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah, so he explains the Kvat Pe was Moshe was on such a darga in Ruchnius that he couldn't find words to be Moitzi those in Yanim into this world. It's just like a person who was a very, very deep thinker has trouble expressing himself because his thoughts really are way too deep to express. So Ra'al says, after Torah was given, in the words of Torah you can express every idea because that's the gadlus of Torah, that the Diburei Torah have in itself different expressions. So Diburei Torah have in themselves that quality, and that becomes... So then the Gemara says, well, is it Omol Sicha or Omol Torah? So now it says Amul Torah, but Torah is already a subcategory of Amal Piv. Amal Piv means the ability to move things from the world of Hargashis and sort of vague understandings, abstract understandings, to actual Diburim, and it's true in Milat Alma, but Adam's Yichud is Torah, which he will explain later is even higher Darga of abstraction and so forth. But that's the point over here. So Adam is created as an Amul, and the Amelos that Adam has is to bring things in the world Minakor Halapol, the physical Minakor Halapol, whether it's planting, harvesting, building, is minor compared to the Koyach of Dibur, of taking ideas and giving them a Metzias, and then bringing that out to Bepoel Mamish, and Torah is a special category of that. Ad kan, what he's saying over here to Maral, and how he's explaining it. I want to now move it to a. I want to bring a little bit about Inyan of the Yaimim. Amalek, it says in the Zohar Kaddish, and in the Sfarim, is Miloshen Omol Kuf. Amal, like the Amal we're talking about, and Kuf, Miloshen Klipa, or the Loshen Azaya, another Sfarim, is a Kuf is Gematria Samach Mem, which are the Oisius of the Yetzirah of Satan and so on. Samach Mem. So let's explain a little bit. So first, let's explain the word Amal, the two different terms, and then we'll explain it here. We asked before, how does Amal mean both the work and bad? And the answer is like this. The pair of words amal, which means both, would be similar to the words shoresh and sharesh. One meaning root, a noun, and one meaning to uproot. Amal is the entity. Amalk is a noun and it's a verb. Amal is items and elements that create the barrier between world to world that requires the effort to take it out from there. In other words, the koach, let's take a look at the Isha. Before the Isha was chayte, so childbirth was a natural process, like it's supposed to be. You see, Lamashal, it says by Avimelech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was otzar from everything from Leda. It says that they couldn't excrete or get anything out of their bodies. Everything was stopped up. It's a klola. The chet, it should have been a normal process. The fetus and the child outside should have been a natural continuum, not different. Just like when a fetus grows inside the stomach, there's no tsar in that, especially not any real discernible tsar. It's natural, just like a child outside is growing. It's natural for it to grow because there's no real radical change. So the moving a child from inside to outside is something which, because of the chet, That amal created the need for omel, for the taking, the need to overcome it. It's like if you block up the doorway, pulling something out will require a lot of effort because it's going to be a very tiny squeeze. That's the amal. So amal, when it's an avera, amal lefnei makom, all of those in lashonis means this is creating the blockage and bottling up things in their place, creating a bottleneck, and you have to pull things out, and that you need a melus to overcome the amal. Now, the pair of words, a melus and amal, is like lesharesh and shoresh. One is the noun, and one means to be oiker. The amelus is oiker the amal. So amalek is the trikun amal kuf. It says in the pasuk, it's a bit interesting. Zecher shoscha amalek baderech b'tzeis Mitzrayim. Remember what amalek did to you baderech b'tzeis Mitzrayim. There's that gusha here that he hit you on the road. The road is the hechetimtza to get from place to place. It says the Chazal that taking out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim was like an uber miyerech imoy, goy mikarev goy, taking a nation out of a nation. So if you can sort of picture it, Mitzrayim was the host nation. Eretz Yisrael was the leader. That's where we got our own tzura in Eretz Yisrael. And the Midbar was a process of leader. We left Mitzrayim. We were shoved out of Mitzrayim. Not different than the leader. And we got Eretz Yisrael. That's the process of God. The one that stood over there, on that road, was Amalek. The Lashon HaZohar is like a chavya bisha, the komina archa, like a bad snake that hides on the road. In other words, the road is a specially dangerous place because everything is bottlenecked. When a convoy travels, it's much more vulnerable because it takes one pinch and you close the road off. A road is by nature, a road is narrow, and that becomes the bottleneck. So Amalek is specifically the koyach of Ra that bottlenecks things up. It came on us baderech and had us trapped there. So one inyan is, it's obviously you're more vulnerable. Like you get a tefillas aderech, because in a drachim, people are more vulnerable, and that's the avla. But I think it's deeper than that, and I want to explain what it is exactly. It says amolek is yodeas rabo or miskavel limrit boy. In other words, what Amalek allows us to do, or what Amalek accomplishes is that a person, that it's possible to know and still not to do. It says that when we speak about other nations, the problem with the Amei Ha'aretz is usually that they're unaware and don't have any cognizance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Torah, of Toiv, and so on and so forth. Those are all issues of Umas Olam that are benighted. They don't know, they don't understand, and that's why they do what they're not supposed to do, and so on and so forth. That is simple understanding. You can also have sometimes, where you have a very powerful taiva, a very powerful rutzen to for whatever it is, and that's why you're nechshav avera. So being nechshav avera usually takes one of two forms. Either I'm simply unlettered, uninformed, don't understand the chumras advarim, don't have a big dash. You take a katan. A katan is pata, because you can tell him tomorrow all the musa shmuzim, he still doesn't get it. His dash is not ripe enough. So that's not that's fine. So that takes enlightening. That's all you need to do. Amalek has a unique property of Ra that in a sense is the worst, because Amalek says, I can know, I can be aware, and yet it doesn't generate any type of response. So what? The sort of pinching. Imagine the motor on a car is running full force, and the wheels aren't turning. Why? Because you've disengaged the gears. So the engine can be running full force, but if the gears are not connecting it, then so what? It's not mechayev anything. It doesn't accomplish anything. That's a type of ra that in a certain sense is worse, because it goes against the atzmius of Adam. Meaning as follows: somebody who's not a bar das yet, doesn't know, the lo yedeucha, and those are not bar das yet, so they're missing in the potential of Adam. It's not an aberration of Tzuras Adam. They don't have the das yet, cotton or whatever. A person who's been misled by taiva or chemda, whatever it is, the person is a person. He has a tzuras adam, but he's not. But he has a powerful force or deterrent that's not letting him do it. So that's a certain type of avera. But that a person should be moyel in his main tafkid, which is to bring ideas into the world of words, not simply on the academic level, that I can write a beautiful treatise about good morality, whatever it is. It's the ability to take things that are ideas and then bring it out into metzias, make a metzias out of those ideas. That's atzmius of Adam. That Adam is nefesh chaya, like the unkelus says, that it's the koyach of dibur that he has. That means the ability that ideas should become a metzias. A bal chai doesn't have ideas to become metzias. If it's hot, he walks into the house. If it's cold, he shivers. He doesn't have ideas that he brings into the world. He just responds to stimuli, that's it. Adam has that ability. And bring it to this world, we're not talking about the philosophical part of it, where I can say beautiful words about it. It means making a metzias out of it. So that was Amalek's Ra. And that's why, of all the koiches of Ra, none of them are doomed to extinction except for Amalek, because the other two Ra's have a tikkun. The tikkun for the Ra of not knowing is knowing. Leman das kolame oretz ato horesa ladas. Kadosh Baruch Hu is megala. Kadosh Baruch Hu teaches. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives ato chayin ladam das. There are many. There are finding to give a person das. In terms of the Tzahara misleading a person, the tikkun is va'aves atzfeinim in oretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mavira. But that nekuda where a person can become a counter person, where I can harbor yedias and afalpi kain, be completely different, that's something that's a pagam in the etzim adam. You know, you understand, and you've closed off the conversion of what's inside to the outside. And that's called Yodeas Rabbi Umiskaven Limrikbay. I want to just speak a little bit about it in terms of us and so on. If we ask ourselves, what is probably the big nisayon of our door today? Is it that there's not enough mitzvahs being done? Not done well enough? Well, I don't want to take away parnasa from professional Bali Musa and Bali Tochocha, but it can honestly be said we do a lot more mitzvahs, certainly with a lot more mahajans than ever before. So to say that that's the problem of the Dora, that we don't have quite the right smur matzah, hard to see. I don't see. Not enough Torah? It can honestly be argued that never has there been a door with so many people learn it at some level. It's true that Europe, yes, it did have the Ragetz of the Asamech. It had millions of Tevye, the milk of Amoratzim. It wasn't, it didn't have the ribui of Torahs and Talmidim and Tavakamim and so on and so forth. So it's hard to say that that's the problem with Torah. Again, I don't want to take away from Mashkichim and Yeshivas. Definitely should tell Talmidim that it's not like the Torah used to be. But at the end of the day, I can't say that that's the place where to put a finger on it. But no matter how much we know and how much we learn and how much we do, but there doesn't seem to be a connection. We don't see the hispilus come out. I remember I was once, many years ago, 15, 16 years ago, I was in Arizona, in Phoenix, and there was an old Litvisha Yid who used to come, who was like the Shamas Neshul there, and the Valkyra, and they told me, come early, you'll see something. He walks into the outside, like from the outside, then he stands in front of two doors, he stops. He says, and this is a man who was in his 90s, and with such oomph. And I said, wow, it had in itself, it translated into the world of Mitzias. If a person has all sorts of feelings and sorts of ideas in his head, but it never evokes any type of emotional response, not response. If it never expresses itself emotionally, then that means that's cut off. That pipeline is cut off. There's nothing. It's like, God forbid, when you have patients with problems with kidneys, and the IV is pouring water into his body, and the catheter is not taking anything out, and there's nothing coming out, and you say to yourself, where's it all going to? Where are all those ideas and knowledge that we have? The conversion. The first conversion is into a world of emotional hispilus. That's what it means to convert it. If I know there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and Meloi Cholaretz Kvoidoi, then how do I so callously do something wrong? If the ideas themselves don't actually... one of the very famous Siddush HaMaisis, that there was a Rebbe, I don't remember who it was, he was asked to daven Rosh Hashanah for the Omid, and he said Amelech, and he fainted. And when they revived him, they asked him, he said, as I said the word Hamelech, it struck me, he quoted the Gemara in Gittin, Imalko Ana, Lomaleka Osis Ada Idna. It's when Vespasian told Rabbi Yechon, if I'm a melech, where have you been till now? But we don't, most of us know the Gemara, it's the Gemara in Gittin, it's that we will have Tisha B'Av, we're going to, most of us will learn it, and it's the Gemara and everyone, but to sense it, to that the words should evoke it in a person, it's not just an added type of milah. We're talking about something's wrong in the process. We do things because we do things, and we know things because we know things, but it's not that the knowledge has been given, has given birth to the activities. The knowledge hasn't made the transition. It's not happening in us. The Asher Karcha is really the problem. I really want to make it clear that I don't advocate drinking on Purim, I don't advocate it because it's way, it becomes dangerous, it becomes wild, trust, and all of the above. But when the Torah drink kitikuno, when the Torah do drink in a way that's appropriate and so on and so forth, one of the most profound experiences is that a person actually is able to experience the things that he has up in his head. It's because somewhere along the line, it removes some of those barriers, and a person all of a sudden, there are no new chidushe seichel on Purim. Really, I mean, it's not. It doesn't lend itself for deep analytical thinking. That's not the environment. But for the ability to bring out experience and so on and so forth, that's really one of the things that happens. The question is, if we ask ourselves, Amalek is Asher Karcha Baderech, if we ask ourselves, well, drinking even on the Tzad HaYosef is good for one day a year. Certainly no one advocates Purim all year round. So what do you do then? What is a person supposed to do? So there was a Yid that thought about this, actually. They called him Rabbi Saul Salamta. And he writes people don't quite get it. I mean, they never read really what he says. He says that learning Musa has two parts to it. He says learning Musa includes a component of Yidia. In other words, to learn information. What are the things that are commonly wrong? How should a person understand something? And what should a person do about this, and so on and so forth? Those are the ideas of Musa. But a person also needs to experience it. And he says, unless a person presents a certain emotional a setting, it's not going to happen. And the Musa that he advocated was to have private area. I mean, this was the classic Musa was, they built a little base of Musa next to base Medrash. It was dark, there was no chavrusa or talk to anybody else. It was dedicated only for learning Musa. And people would read Musa Sfarim again and again in the emotional tone of voice until they really felt turned on. It could take a half hour and a pasuk would all of a sudden begin to turn you on. But what Rabbi Saul is putting a finger on is that the process of giving birth, an idea in the head is a fetus, and an idea in the head, knowledge, ideas that haven't been born are stillborns, and if they don't find expression, and the first level of expression is the amal pihu, it doesn't mean, it means to give words to it, but it means that they actually should take on a life. The things that I know here should become diburim in the sense of much more concrete enough to feel them. People who have gone through difficult experiences are sensitive to other people who have the same experience, and they usually say, because I know what it's like. Now, even if a person wasn't sick, believe me, you know what it means if somebody has this disease, that disease, the other disease, or if this person it doesn't have money, or that person has this tzara, or whatever it is. It's not a chiddush. Not the pshat that I never heard of this and I don't know what it is. We all know what it is. But a person who's lived through something, the words have experiences that they can trigger and give birth to. We have things that are associated with, and we can give birth to it. If we don't have it, if a person didn't have that similar situation, the words are there, and I know I can tell you what the problem is, but I don't have the ease of giving birth to feelings from those ideas. Al Kapanim, it's a school of Purim that a person can get these in Yanim. The fact that our das becomes less prominent, and what comes out is a lot more the toilodus of the das, the toitzos of the das, is part of the school of that day. And even if a person doesn't drink, there's something about the day that does bring out, does evoke these things. But for a longer term process, the amolik is the koach that strikes at the very heart of what a person is. A person is supposed to be able to take ideas and bring them out, make them realities, and it means if a person hears of something bad, of tsar, a person would become emotionally affected by it, and vice versa. Amalek is the koyach to say, with your head you can know something, but it needs not in any way affect the person. The person can very, very well be oblivious to it. We're able to be oblivious to that, we're able to cut apart the head from the heart and the hands and so on and so forth. It's something that speaks to our door tremendously, this Nisayon of Amalek, and the person needs to put a lot of thought into it, and you know, each one's a shade different about how to bring that back in again. Adam la'omod yulad means a person was created to move things from world to world. And the primary platform for it is this world of Adam Amol Piv, the Ke'akav Lav Pihu, that we're talking about the Amelus of Peh, which is the ability to take ideas and bring them into Mamashas, this world. The Mamashas of the ideas before the Lamaisi yet becomes, if we have to ask ourselves what's the most important thing about Yontif like Sukkot, the Mashal. So we say, well, Lulav and Essay and that, and also Simchas Yontif. It's the other way around. The most important thing is the Simcha, and then the Pa'ulis are a way to bring it out. It's like, if you say yourself, if you give your wife a present, what's the most important thing? The most important thing is that you're reaching out and wanting to please her and be good to her, and you concretize it with a present. If it's the other way around, you have a present and someone has to remind you and you should be very nice and say something sweet about it when you give it, you're missing the point. The Adam La'amal Piv means a person's tachlis is to take ideas and make a metzias on the level of path. The Amal Guf is a lower dagger accidental. And we should be zeicher b'schus a day like Purim and with avoda of a person with avoda that we should break that barrier down. Amalek is stops up that piece. That's the vulnerable piece that we have. Seichel is doing fine. Maisma doing fine, but there's no birth of what we have up here into something that's into pen. And whatever is be a deno to be metakin, we should be metakin also.